This is DOE SBIR Talk. Subcontractors and consultants can be important contributors to a Phase 1 Department of Energy, DOE, Small Business Innovation Research, Small Business Technology Transfer, SBIR, STTR project. They can bring expertise to the project not found among the employees of the applicant's small business. And subcontractors can also provide sophisticated facilities and equipment that the applicant could not otherwise access or afford. But what is the difference between a consultant and a subcontractor? Before defining the difference, let's clarify what relationship either may have with the SBIR-STTR applicant small business. Both consultants and subcontractors will be under a subcontract, which is defined in the DOE Funding Opportunity Announcement, or FOA, as any agreement other than one involving an employer-employee relationship entered into by the primary recipient of a federal government grant, calling for supplies or services required solely for the performance of the original grant award. In other words, if a third party, either an individual or entity, is contributing to another small business's SBIR-STTR proposal, then the agreement to do so is referred to as a subcontract. This means that either a subcontractor or a consultant will have a subcontract with the applicant's small business.
Now, to differentiate a consultant from a subcontractor, let's first look at DOE's definition of a consultant provided in the FOA. A consultant is generally an individual who is not using any institutional or organizational facilities and is acting as a direct agent. The individual usually bills by the hour, submitting invoices. Invoices occasionally include additional direct expenses incurred. Consultants are normally subject matter experts and are not directly supervised by the awardee. In DOE's instructions for completing a DOE SBIR-STTR Phase 1 grant application, DOE also defines a consultant as an individual who provides professional advice or services for a fee, but normally not as an employee of the engaging party. Consultants may also include firms that provide paid professional advice or services. This suggests several common characteristics of consultants. They are usually individuals. They typically are not part of a larger company, and they provide advice and services. In contrast, subcontractors tend to be organizations, ranging from universities and federal laboratories to Fortune 100 companies and other small businesses. In addition, their scope tends to be broader according to DOE, providing technical expertise, facilities, or equipment. Therefore, in general, consultants are individuals and subcontractors are organizations or entities. And consultants tend to be limited to providers of services and advice, while subcontractors can provide a broader array of resources for an SBIR or STTR project. However, this is not a hard and fast distinction. Note the use in these definitions of the terms generally, normally, occasionally, and usually in the DOE definitions of a consultant and the statement that consultants may also include firms.
There appears to be some flexibility in whether the third party on an SBIR-STTR subcontract could be treated as a consultant or a subcontractor. Are there reasons to prefer one over the other? If there is a choice? Yes, there are, for several reasons. If it's an STTR project, then the applicant's small business must team with a nonprofit subcontractor. This subcontractor is known as the Research Institution, or RI, and typically is a university or federal laboratory. A consultant could not serve as the RI on an STTR. Put another way, the university could be the RI on your STTR project, but one of its professors, acting as an independent consultant in their free time, could not.
So if this is an SBIR project, bringing a university faculty member onto your project as a consultant may reduce the time, cost, and administrative burden associated with making him or her part of your team. Bringing a university or federal laboratory staff member onto your team as a consultant for an SBIR award may avoid some of the intellectual property or IP issues that can arise if the university or lab is made a subcontractor on the project. However, this is not always the case. Some such institutions require, through their employment agreements, that any IP created by their staff members belongs to the institution, even if the staffer created it in their personal time.
Having a well-known institution or company as a subcontractor can elevate the credibility and prestige of the small company applicant in ways that may not be possible if just an individual joins the team as a consultant. The exception to this is when that individual is well-known and respected in his or her own right. Having a large subcontractor, such as a university or large corporation, may discourage potential IP infringers that do not want to create a legal issue with a large player that has substantial resources for litigation. In a Phase 1 SBIR project, the applicant's small business can subcontract up to 33% of the research effort. Remembering that a subcontract can be with a consultant and/or a subcontractor, this means the applicant has considerable latitude about who it brings onto its Phase 1 proposal and project. On an STTR project, requirements are more restrictive. The applicant must subcontract at least 30% of the research to the RI, a nonprofit subcontractor. The applicant itself must perform at least 40% of the research. This leaves a difference of 30% of the research that the applicant can do itself, subcontract to the RI, or award to a consultant or additional subcontractor. A DOE STTR project also provides greater flexibility regarding the place of employment of the principal investigator or PI. Whereas the PI must be primarily employed by the small business applicant in an SBIR, it is possible for him or her to be primarily employed by the RI on a DOE STTR project. However, a key word here is employed. In neither an SBIR nor an STTR can the PI be a consultant, subcontractor, or anything other than an employee.
So in closing, here are some final observations. First, the role of subcontractors and consultants in a Phase 1 DOE, SBIR, or STTR project must be clearly defined and described in the work plan. DOE also expects each subawardee to be clearly identified and defined in the proposal as a subcontractor or consultant. Second, DOE does not allow an individual on an SBIR or STTR project to wear multiple hats. If you are an owner or employee of the applicant's small business, then you cannot also be a consultant or employee of the subcontractor on the project. The exception is if the subcontractor is an RI, like a university or federal lab, for example. If a professor is part owner of the applicant business, he or she can also be on the faculty of the university subcontractor on the DOE project. Third, consultants should be listed on the research and related R&R senior or key person profile form, and their bio sketches and current pending support list should be attached to that form. For more details on this topic, please refer to the PDF version of this tutorial.
This is DOE SBIR Talk.